given directions, it's kind of a nemesis in our family. Mama used to direct it, you know, in Ohio. And, of course, a woman's ideas of direction are a little different from a man, so she'll say go straight when she means keep to the right side of the road, not go off to the left. So daddy will go off to the left, you know, because straight to him just means, you know, I guess to the left. But, you know, if it's not very wise. But we were driving to Fort Worth one time, and she got him on the wrong road. Or he took, you know, ended up going over a bridge he wasn't supposed to go over. So he made her get out and get in the back seat, and I was supposed to direct. So there I was with my mother in the back seat. I guess I was about 15, you know. Sitting next to the fearsome driver.
That'd be right impressive at 15.
Gosh, he got him on the wrong road.
I said, Mama, will you help me? Because I'm terrible at reading maps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get all turned around. Jim knows.
Yeah,
I was directing out there. Twice.
And she lived there for a while.
I was under a disadvantage. I didn't have my contacts in, and it was nighttime. And all I had was my dark glasses to read street lights by. And on top of that, they'd built the interstate further into town than I remember. So we got off. I was looking for a road just as we came in, Downman Road, you know, that would take me around the lake. I'm pretty sure I could find my way then because it's fairly simple. Well, I missed that road. So I thought, well, we'll pick up 10 because that goes on around the outside of the city and out toward Airline. So we got on the 10 and it goes right smack dab into town. It goes to Claiborne Street and it just kind of ends just as it gets the canal. So we got off and I said, wow, I know where we are. This is Canal Street. So we ended up heading toward the river on Canal Street, and that was the wrong way. We wanted to go the opposite way. So I got us turned around and back on Claiborne and almost into the ramp going back up on the Interstate 10 before I recognized Tulane and told Jim to turn. So we finally made it to the motel. But when we were going to Fitzgerald's, which is out on the lake again, I was looking for the Causeway Highway. I got us back up on Interstate 10, heading out of town again. So I had to find an emergency exit to get us off there. We ended back up on Claiborne, going the opposite direction until I finally spotted Tulane again. From then on, I thought, well, I'll stay off the interstate while I'm in New Orleans. We better go.
Now, you see, that's Suzanne traveling this Christmas. Jim and Suzanne went to New Orleans and to Texas and to Houston and out west of Houston and going all the time. And there's Miss Daisy on that wagon. Here is Daddy as a mechanic.
Daddy was more of a mechanic, didn't he?
Yeah. He can build things, but when it comes to working things that are already built, he has a little more trouble. He likes to take things apart. It's just a lot of times he's going to bite the more than he chew. Because he was working on the TV and he thought, well, the picture went out. He said, we'll just replace tubes. So Jim and Mom and I got the job of testing all the tubes. If you go where they have these self-service testers. So we came back and there were a couple of bad ones and we replaced those. And Daddy put them all back in the TV according to the circuit diagram.
Yeah.
And this time we didn't even get sound.
Yeah.
So he said, well, something else is wrong. So he took out another group of tubes, plus the others, and we went to this radio place the next day and tested all of them again and got new ones for the ones that were bad. There were more bad ones. And tested the new ones to make sure they were all right. And he put them all in again. And this time we got this real shrill, loud hum, you know, that sounded like something was really out of whack. So he took everything out again. Then we tested the tubes again. and brought him back, and he tried to put him in once more, and he got back to just the hum, where he just, no sound, but it sounded like the TV was on. So about that point, he decides, well, he's calling a TV repairman. And I called him the night we got in and found out it's going to cost him $85 to $100 TV fix. So, they said there were a lot of short circuits. And you just kind of wonder whether they were there before Daddy started working or after. Because we must have found about six or seven bad tubes. And, it, you know, you'd think the TV would have gone out before that. If that was all there were.
I tell you, some people can make a little chart and take the tubes out and lay them on the chart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Leon Mull does right next to us downtown. He goes in somewhere, they have the free testing, and he can take them and get them back in the same place. But I can't add a column of figures so I can get it. And the adding machine doesn't help me. Oh, I can file up on the adding machine more than I can with a pencil. I don't know what that is.
Well, the funny part about it, Daddy can work on the space program, and he's in the program now where they design medical instruments, electronic medical monitoring, you know, for the blood and the brain and all. And he works with these really intricate advanced systems of electronics, you know, and then when it comes to replacing the tubes in the TV, it wipes out the TV. He can't resist it taking things apart. He's got to do it himself, even though he's not very good at it.